have you seen the new Taco Bell commercial?
Yeah, they're taunting us.
You know
the
what I mean?
The Illuminati are taunting us.
Like, and the thing about it is that people are taught and controlled to be afraid of that, like not knowing what the all-seeing eye actually means and where it comes from historically. But yet, it's given to people to be scared of. And who knows? You know, I don't want to dive deep into it. But it's just, you know, it's part of my life. I've been seeing the all-seeing eye for about 6 months now, like all the time now. People have naturally just been afraid of it. They don't know what it means.
What does it mean?
Well, man, it... Oh, man,
We've already started down this road.
We already have. And for me, spiritual alchemy is something that I'm huge in. I don't even want to say huge in. It's something that I'm just so much more aware of. And, you know, the seven chakras, they said we have eight. And your third eye being in the middle of your forehead and awakening that. And I felt like ever since I took meditation to another level and figuring out the research behind that and figuring out how knowledgeable I can become and being just enriched in that, enriching my soul rather than realizing that this physical realm that I live in and I exist in is the only thing that's available to me, you know, and it connected me more to Nikola Tesla. And then I started taking, you know, just specific individuals throughout history that have been telling us things that just either they perished before their time or they were supposedly taken out or something that they said that was just so thought-provoking that it just, they went from a genius to being a crazy person.
That little intro was a clip of basketball player Kyrie Irving on the J.J. Redick show talking about the Illuminati. Of course, we're going to come back to that. We're going to come back to Kyrie Irving and his big push into the Illuminati, or so it seems.
Let's talk about these aliens. Let's talk about the aliens and the celebrities today. Did you think we were going to talk about anything else? And maybe some rappers. Let's throw some Illuminati rappers in there. I know that's your favorite. We're going to talk about Katy Perry. We're going to talk about Lil Xans, YG, Kyrie Irving, Liam Gallagher. Probably thought he was dead. He's not. Chris Hemsworth. They're all getting alien roasted today. I don't have a lot of time here either, so I know some of you think I'm long-winded. That's okay. Sorry I'm not boring. but I'm going to be brief today. Because you know why? I'm researching for the Patreon team. And that could be you too. Go on patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Back in May, I asked what they wanted me to research. And I'm doing that. Flat Earth. I am... I'm trying to think of a clever flat earth pun. I can't. I'm deep into flat earth research. I've gone insane. I don't like this. I don't like this anymore. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, the earth ain't flat. There you go. There's your pun. But it's not flat, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to actually defend it, but I'm approaching it with a healthy amount of open-mindedness and skepticism all in one. That combined with so many other ideas, 5G, we're going to do that book club for The Dark Path, the greatest conspiracy book ever written, says me. Let's get into it, okay? Chris Hemsworth, that Thor, one of these dumb action hero movies. Yeah, he said he was fighting aliens when he was a kid. All these celebrities, and here's why we're talking about this today. Most of you have been long enough that you already know my shtick here, my spiel. They're trying to normalize aliens, trying to make us accept this idea so that they can forcibly make us project the reality of aliens into the universe. Sounds wacky, I know. I'm writing a book at a snail's pace, doing a lot of research, putting a lot of facts behind it so you will understand and agree with me also someday. But that is why we're talking about this today, because the celebrities, as we know, are pawns for the puppet masters, doing, saying what they're told. Everything's a publicity stunt. So it seems. Metro UK has this article. I'm going to read you a little bit. Chris Hemsworth was always destined for Men in Black, it seems. Referring to the movie coming out, Men in Black 2, which actually has females, I believe, right? Tessa Thompson from Westworld. She is part of this agenda, I think. She's also in the Janelle Monáe videos, the Dirty Computer videos. Talked about her already. Chris Hemsworth was always destined for Men in Black, it seems. As the actor recalls, pretending to fight aliens with his brother Liam when they were children. The Thor actor is currently starring in Men in Black International as Agent H, alongside Tessa Thompson, making his debut in the beloved sci-fi franchise. But it seems that Chris, 35, is actually pretty well skilled at fending off those pesky aliens, thanks to he and Liam's very imaginative childhoods in Byron Bay, Australia, where they grew up. The Avengers star told the Herald Sun that he fondly remembers being a kid in the Men in Black universe. I love this world. I love sci-fi. Now, again, we see that great journalism here. Didn't even bother to ask him for more details. Was he being serious? Was he joking? We're gonna have to wonder about that. Lil Xan, he's a rapper. This has there's no conspiracy value to this, so just to let you know. Did you see the video? It's a very fun little video. He's in, I believe, Los Angeles, and a Caucasian male approaches him to address Lil Xan's comments on Tupac. Lil Xan says Tupac was overrated. That's not the exact quote, but basically says that's old people music. Oh, dear. Tupac, is Tupac even dead? I don't know about that. He would have came back by now, wouldn't he? But, yeah, he said some bad things about Tupac, and this guy walks up to him with his cell phone out recording the interaction. You can find the video online. Little Xan gets angry because I guess he's tired of people giving him grief about the Tupac comments. And then Little Xan pulls a gun. Who saw that coming? I didn't see it coming. Pulls a gun. And the guy filming the video quickly turns into TMZ all of a sudden. Oh dear. You know, he's backing away. But, you know, I'm not impressed. Not impressed. I don't have a lot of G blood in me, but if you're pulling a gun out, you better be using it. So, I mean, they're trying to boost Lil Xan's street cred. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I buy it. Whatever. But, hey, man, he's walking around with a gun. And he's pulling it out. Anyways, it's a comical video. You got to watch it. Anyways, that's it. Sorry. Sorry to get off topic. Liam Gallagher, speaking of Liams, we talked about Liam Hemsworth in the last bit. Liam Gallagher from Oasis. You know the band Oasis from the 90s. He says that aliens created their band. Oh, my. Yeah, he's got some documentary out called As It Was. And he talks about it. And let me read you the quote. Let me read you again from Metro UK. It seems nothing Liam Gallagher says could surprise us anymore. But he's still having a good go and has revealed his beliefs aliens had a hand in making Oasis so successful. In As It Was, a new documentary about his life and music, Liam tells filmmaker Charlie Lightning the band was destined for greatness thanks to a plan made by a higher power. It's all written all choppy. And like, can we talk about the filmmaker? His name is Charlie Lightning. He's a Luciferian, right? The lightning bolt in his name. Here's the quote from Liam. There's some fucking activity going on that we weren't aware of, he explains. Whether it's aliens or spirits, but we were going to be in this world-famous band. Someone was making plans. So Liam Gallagher gives his allegiance over to the aliens as well. Why are they doing this? You think they believe this stuff? Are they nuts? They've been watching too much Ancient Aliens, I think. There's a lot of crossover, and I talk about this in the Dark Path with all the alien stuff. There's a lot of crossover between pop culture and the aliens, and you know, I'm a hard sell on the aliens. Like, I believe they're there. Don't get me wrong. I believe there's some other dimensional entities. I just don't know if what they are what we think they are. I think that occultists inside the Hollywood circle are wanting us to channel energies to make them push them into reality. I've got a guy. I'm going to leave his name anonymous. I don't know if he wants me telling you about it, but he's got a friend who's a high-up insider in Hollywood. He's a member of the OTO. What is that? What's the Ordo Templi Orientis? Thought you'd never ask. It's a magical order made famous by Aleister Crowley, right? And of course, they're all about magic and channeling energies, right? As above, so below, working energies out in the cosmos. And I postulate they are trying to manifest reality of these aliens by making all of us eventually believe in it. It wasn't too long ago, dare I say it, 10 years ago, that if you believed in aliens, there was a lot of strong taboos against that. You would be laughed at. You'd be a tinfoil hat nutter. But that's no longer the case. It's no longer the case. Now you're crazy if you don't believe in the existence of extraterrestrials. Katy Perry, we analyzed a video of hers called Never Really Over. Big ups to Annette, told me about this video, because I don't really watch that kind of stuff. But I did a little article on IlluminatiWatcher.com. Check out the imagery. We see the pagan spring fantasy. She is in the spiral, which was very curious to me because I just talked about Ari Aster's Midsommar film coming out on July 2nd. And it's almost the exact same shot. What is going on there? Of course, the spiral, as you know, is the evolution of man, which is the name of the game. They are evolving mankind. They are doing the great work to evolve all of us into their perfected society, which doesn't exist and won't exist. It's all a lie. It's all a deception. And in the video, you see her and all of her little, I don't know, yogi hippie buddies on the field doing the rock diamond, doing the triangle. They're doing the triangle of manifestation, manifesting energy. So, it seems, she is pushing further down this pagan path, further away from her gospel desired roots that she said she was going to start when she started in the music industry. She wanted to be the next Amy Grant. But then she had to sell her soul to the devil. Her words, not mine. And now she's a witch. My God. You know that nun's rolling over in her grave right now. There was a nun that said she was a witch. That's why they wouldn't sell her property, or the nun's property. Well, I think it belonged to the Catholic Church, but because they said she was a witch, she wanted to buy it. I talked about this in the past. You can shuffle through all my old episodes. You can find it. YG, that's a rapper, has a video called In the Dark. Big up Star 93 told me about this. And in the video, we see all kinds of stuff. We see he's drinking a tequila that says the devil, implying that he's entering a place of evil, which I believe is a reference to the music industry. Then you'll see him entering a room, dancing on the black and white checkered floors, the Masonic floors. And then he fights the devil. Again, it's all a narrative showing us the evils inside the music industry. In fact, just the other day, I heard Jay-Z's Can I Get a song from the Rush Hour soundtrack with Emile. Did you know that Emile, after that song, she left the music industry, talked about how it was full of devils and Jay-Z was devil-worshipping and all that crazy stuff. But what would she know, right? She was just on this big song with Jay-Z. YG, of course, friends with Nipsey Hussle. Curious timing, right? Nipsey Hussle gets shot and killed. All those weird things involved with that. We already talked about that. So what does YG know? Does he know more than we realize? Finally, I told you I was going to be brief today. So finally, Kyrie Irving, he plays the basketball, plays that sports ball. He has all those shoes with the Illuminati symbolism on it, trying to popularize this thing. Got the all-seeing eyes and the triangles. Well, guess what he posted on Instagram? An interesting little message for everybody. It says, Hermetic Friends Incorporated, my light brothers and sisters, the age of no more secrets is upon us. World peace will be achieved in our lifetime, and we better effing believe it. Let them have the fabricated bullshit. That genuine love and energy spreads all over the world. I see all I am. So clearly he's an occultist now. And of course, I see all. I spelled E-Y-E. Because of course, why not, right? Then he finishes it with I am. Coded language for the integrated ascended masters of Blavatsky's theosophy. The Hermetic, it's called Hermetic Friends Incorporated. It's the, when you talk about Hermetic, you're talking about Hermes Trismegistus, the ancient wisdom from the Egyptian mystery schools. It's talking about my light, brothers and sisters, my light, the illuminated ones. What's the light a reference to? It's a reference to Prometheus, to Lucifer. The one who gave man intellect and freed man from the oppressive God in the Garden of Eden. World peace will be achieved. How will they do it? How will they do world peace? Well, you just got to give it all up. What they want to do is they want to somehow monitor and metricize all of humanity and aim for this never-ending perfection. They believe in this utopia, this golden age. And the way we're going to do it is by giving up control, giving up privacy, giving up freedom. Because here's the thing. Like, diversity isn't a bad thing. Differences are not bad. They're to be celebrated. You know, and it hit me. What was I watching? Oh, dear. I was watching something, and they had the... Oh, I was watching a documentary about Lynyrd Skynyrd, because I don't know much about the band. I really don't. I mean, I know Freebird. Tuesday's Gone, great song. Fantastic music. But that's about it. That's about all I know. Pretty basic when it comes to that. And it's a documentary, and it follows these guys. You know, these guys are old-school rednecks from the South. Goes back to, you know, they're telling stories about growing up, and they're going through their hometowns, and like they're going past like their public schools was named like the Robert E. Lee Middle School or something, you know, and they're all into their Confederacy stuff. And the liberal in me is like, I don't like that, because like I don't think we should celebrate the South from the Civil War because of what they, you know, what they stood for and all that, like the slavery. Like, why? Like, I never understood. I was like, why does the South always obsess over this? Why do they feel like this is something to be proud of? And I'm not, and look, I'm not, this isn't a narrative about that. Like, I don't know all the implications and ethical dilemmas about the South and the Confederacy. What, you know, so please don't take it as that. But what I'm trying to get to you is, I used to always just think, oh, a bunch of dumb rednecks, you know. You like being on your own so much, why don't you just secede from the Union? But no, that's the wrong way of thinking. Because it's like these, you know, these people, they grow up down there and they like that certain ways of living or whatever. And like, I don't think they look at things the same way I look at things. I'm just a Yankee, right? And I think as long as everyone's being peaceful and getting along, not being offensive to each other directly, we could celebrate the differences, you know? I don't know. Anyways, that's what I'm getting at, is they want to get rid of all diversity, and they want a very vanilla, very plain, very bland, very predictable world to live in, and I don't agree with that. I don't like that. They want to be like, oh, let's get rid of all crime. And don't get me wrong, I'm not pro crime. Just saying, people are messy. We're a messy race, messy species. It's hard to stay great all the time. Ask me all about it. I'll tell you how to do it. No, but like, people are a mess. Everyone's got a journey to go on. There's no way to perfect everything. There's no way to get rid of all the crime. Quit looking to Big Brother to take care of you. You know, that's what they want. They want to stoke fear so that you say, oh, take care of me. Make legislation to make me safe. And sorry, it's an illusion. The safety's an illusion. Control over everything that happens is an illusion. But they want you to believe that they can make it happen. And that's what Kyrie Irving is saying. He's saying, world peace will be achieved in our lifetime. And look, that's great. Let's aim for that. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying wars are great. I'm anti-war. I don't think it's a good thing. But like, it's always these occultist types that talk in this language of this utopia that they can provide. Oh, okay, we're going to give up power to them. They'll make it happen. No, they won't. It'll be another fascist dictator. It'll be like 1984. Everyone's emotions need to be suppressed because that's what causes all these crimes. And look, I just don't agree with that. I don't think that's our journey on this earth during this time, this experience. This is a short-term experience. I believe there's a, you know, our spirits go to another side after this. You know, that got deep. That got deep too quick. Anyways, that's all I wanted to talk to you about. Aliens, celebrities, stupid rappers with guns, stupid basketball players in the Illuminati. It's all right there. I gotta get back to watching dumb flat earth videos. Oh dear. And here, I'll give you a little gem. Don't watch Mark Sargent's stuff. He's an idiot. Eric Dubé's okay. I'm actually digging his stuff. I don't agree with it, but like, at least he's coming at me with some facts. Mark Sargent's, I don't know about that guy. He's a goof. If you got any ideas on the flat earth, who to listen to, send it to me on the socials. Right now I'm on Eric Dubé. So anyways, I want to thank you for your time. And as always, stay woke.